the time. You never get the end of the story. You have to make up the ending of the story. It's set and designed as a trap. And when you judge the story, you often find yourself caught in your own trap. Listen for the trapping word of God. And then he told them a parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Two men went up to a temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, "God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income." But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven. But he was beating his breast and saying, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." I tell you that this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted. The word of life. Thanks be to God. We are in the liturgical year C. Every year, one of the Gospels is highlighted. So in year C, it is Luke, and it's my favorite. It's my favorite year. And then there'll be the Gospel of Matthew, and then the Gospel of Mark, and then John gets sprinkled into those. But I love the Gospel of Luke because it's the most inclusive of all the Gospels. Luke will talk about shepherds who were looked down upon in the time, being the first people to hear that Jesus was born. Luke will talk about the Syrophoenician woman. Luke will talk about the welcoming of the Gentiles. It seems like an appropriate gospel, especially for this church. This chapter is under the section of praying. Last week the text was, and Jesus was encouraging them to continue to pray, and he told them a parable, the parable about the widow and the judge. And I argued that it was God who was the widow, constantly speaking for justice in the world, and that God had placed a widow's voice within us, asking us to continue to speak for justice in this world. But today, it is a continuation of prayer. He's teaching them how to pray, but he's saying, be careful. Be careful. You ought not to regard yourself too highly. Pharisees in the time of Jesus were admired. They were the head of the renewal of the time. But this Pharisee, he was a little too full of himself, don't you think? He stood away from other people so that they wouldn't touch him because they would make him unclean. This Pharisee did not like what is known in Greek as the Haaretz, the people of the land. Shepherds were the Haaretz, people not quite as good as him. And he stands off by himself so he won't be touched by those people. And listen to his prayer. I thank my God that I'm not like those rogues, adulterers, even this tax collector. I thank my God that I'm not like them. The tax collector was a man who worked for Rome. Rome ruled the nation of Israel. And most tax collectors would collect what Rome told him to collect and then a lot more so that they could live well. They lived off of the poverty of the people who had nothing. So no wonder they were despised. The text doesn't tell us what's gone on in the life of this tax collector, but clearly he has been convicted of the wrong that he's done. And like the Pharisee, he stands off by himself. But it's not to exalt himself. It's his humility that causes him to stand aside. And he does something that's only found one other time in the entire Bible. He beats his breast. If you watch the news, people still do this in the Middle East when they're in anguish. But it's usually women who do this when they've lost a child or a husband. They beat their breast and he says, "Have mercy on me." He's the one that Jesus exalts. I think that if I were the teacher of Jesus, when I sent the report card home, I would attach a note to the parents saying, "Jesus is brilliant with Scripture, but he does not always play well with other people." Especially where tables are around. He turns over tables. But in this case, he turns the tables. Just when we think that the guy who's done everything right, the guy who finishes his taxes on September the 2nd rather than waiting until the 15th of April, the guy who he keeps his house clean, the guy who gets his oil changed every 5,000 miles, the guy who checks the pressure in the tires, he's the one who does it right, and we think he should be the one that's exalted. But Jesus says no. He looks upon himself too highly. Jesus turns the tables. Jesus calls us to be Christians. And Christianity is an easy religion. Unless you take it seriously. And if you take it seriously, we have to do the most damnable things. We have to pray for people. People who use us, we have to pray for them. We have to forgive people who have hurt us. That's what the tax collector does. I don't know about you, but since I've been here the last 7 weeks, I've heard a lot of Pharisee talk. A lot of hypercritical talk. A lot of people saying, "I thank my God that I'm not like them." A lot of, "I'm not going to forgive them." A lot of those things that the Pharisee says. But we are the church. And Jesus is our head. And he calls us to get on our knees before we go talk to someone that we're angry at. And if you're angry, you get on your knees and you stay there. And if you get up and it's noontime and you still have to talk to that person, you get back down on your knees and you don't go yell at them. And if it's the evening time and you're still angry, you get on your knees because we are the church. And we get the tables turned on us. And we get the tables turned on us. Jesus does not play well with others. And we go and we talk to that person. We speak face to face. Not around them. Not about them. We speak face to face. And we do it in love. We are the church. This is what Jesus calls us to do. He turns the tables on us. And says, "You people are people of love." This congregation is the most hurting congregation I have ever been a part of. But you know what? This congregation is the most talented congregation I've ever been a part of. This congregation is the most dedicated congregation I have ever been a part of. This congregation is the most welcoming and loving congregation that I have ever been a part of. So during the communion time, I invite you to use these places where you can pray, or you can pray in your own seat. If you have been wounded, then forgive. If you have wounded someone else, ask for forgiveness. Take this time of prayer so that as we leave this place, we are not saying, "I thank my God that I'm not like them." Because Jesus turns the tables on us all the time. He does not play well with others. Two men went to pray, and one came back justified. Knowing this, I wonder what you will choose to do with the text. Amen. Last week, during the times of prayer, I forgot to ask for joys and concerns. Just slipped my brain. Sometimes